I know a lot of you have heard this story. This song's called "Long Plastic Hallway." Do you know where that comes from? What the long plastic hallway is?
Legos.
No. It's a Hunter S. Thompson. It's attributed to Hunter S. Thompson, and it's called. It's his quote about the music industry, which is something like this: the music industry is a shallow. I'll handle it. It's okay. The music industry is a shallow money trench, a long and plastic hallway, a place where pimps and thieves run free, where good men die like dogs, and then there's a negative side. So, this is called The Long Plastic Hallway because it's about, it's part of a concept record, but really the root of the song comes from this bad misadventure that I had with this band called Box Laughs, where we were a little Santa Cruz, post-punk ensemble living in Santa Cruz, and our guitarist moved to Los Angeles for the summer, as well as so did this lead singer, actually. I forgot about this. He was part of it, too. And me and the drummer started getting calls from them in August sometime saying, "Dude, we've been," the guitarist says that, "I've been hanging out with the percussion player from the Talking Heads, and I played him our demo tape, and we're going to open for the Talking Heads at like Perkins Palace or whatever in LA." And, we didn't want to believe it because, I'm going to put it this way. We wanted to believe it because it would be a really great thing, but in another way, our guitarist was less than reliable, so we weren't really... We usually didn't believe stuff that he said like this, but he was so insistent, and he kept talking about it and calling us, and so finally, the day before we're going to play with the Talking Heads in Los Angeles, we drive 400 miles in the back of Joe Sloan's pickup truck to Pasadena, and we go to where the guitarist is supposed to be living, but he's not living there anymore, but we find out that he's living in a place called Highland Park. Which, have you ever noticed in most cities, a Highland Park is a really nice suburb of the city, right? This Highland Park in Los Angeles at that time was not a nice suburb. And we go over to where the guitar player is living, and it's not really a crack house, because it's a little nicer than that. I think you'd call it a crack home, like if I was a realtor trying to sell it. Fixer-upper, crack home. Charm. Has charm, that character, good character. And he was living there, and the percussionist for the Talking Heads seemed to be the crack dealer. Still, we're young, and we want to believe, we want to hope beyond hope. We want to believe that we're playing with the Talking Heads, so we begin to ask the pair of them, it's like, what time do we play? How long do we get to play for? How come we're not in any of the advertising? We called KROQ, which is presenting the show, and they didn't seem to know anything about us. How much did we get paid? Anyway, so we started asking these guys, and the crack dealer guy, percussionist guy, is getting more and more frustrated with us, like with the gall of us asking these questions. And finally, he just says, sort of like Dennis Hopper, really was very much like Dennis Hopper. He's like, "Man, I am not talking about that show. That's the fake show. I'm talking about the real show, which is on a flying saucer after that show above Los Angeles." The thing was, the moral of the story is that he was right. We did actually play on a flying saucer above Los Angeles, opening for the Talking Heads. And after the Talking Heads regular show in Los Angeles, we did this. Now, here's a part of the story that I never tell. So I'm at a wedding, not a Jewish wedding, by the way. I'm at a wedding, I don't know, it must have been around 1999 or 2000. And there were a few music celebrities as guests, right, at this wedding, and so they decided to sit us all at the table. So I am sitting directly across from David Byrne, right? And we start talking, and I say to him, mischievously with our manager, Jackson Herring, sitting next to me. I go, hey man, we played a show together a long time ago, right? Jackson, of course, kicks me under the table, right? He's like, really? Oh yeah, well, you know, I've done a lot of shows. And was it early on? When was it a festival? What? I know your band. You know, he's kind of tap dancing a little bit, trying to figure it out. I go, oh, you remember this show? Really? Where was it? It was on a flying saucer above Los Angeles. Man, he looked at me like I was totally out of my fucking mind. It was so awesome. Just for a second to get that from David Byrne, I go, I'm joking, but I gotta tell you the story. He laughed, but anyway.